Yes, day three of the bull. It's time to get the early mail and try and find us a winner as we finish the carnival, Whitey. It hasn't happened just yet, but I've got a feeling today is our day. There's no point going too hard too early. It's a bit like being at the bull.
No.
You can't go too hard because it's a staying event.
That's right.
Three-day extravaganza.
So we go to a trainer who has about 58,000 runners
yes.
on the final day. Surely
that's
we can get one.
Winner.
But before we do that, the busiest man in Australia this week is Dan Lumsden, who is the track manager at Warrnambool. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
The weather's looked after you. The track's been spectacular. How are you feeling about it all?
I'm a little bit tired at the moment. I'm looking forward to the end of today. But the track's going really well. And, yeah, everything just seems to be pointing in the right direction.
Absolutely. So what do you do with it from day two into day three?
Last night we gave it a light roll just to wear even the wear out a bit. We have started to see quite a bit of wear on the inside after 20 races. We moved the rail out 4 metres from the 1,300-metre mark around to the 300-metre mark, which is the back straight and the home turn.
All right, okay. So just can you just mention that again for our listeners, where it's going out?
From the 1,300-metre mark around to the 300-metre mark, which on the course is the entire back straight and the home turn.
Okay, 1,300 to the 300. Penetrometer reading and track information?
Track information, we are a soft 7 again today.
Yep.
The penetrometer is a 6 today. We had a light frost this morning, so it just sort of kept a bit of moisture in the profile.
All right, terrific. Well, you've done a great job, and I know you've been great help for all of us here at RSN, not just on our program, but with Michael and Gareth and the team down there. So thank you very much for all you've done for us, and good luck, and we'll say congratulations straight away because the track's been awesome considering the weather you got just before the carnival.
No, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to help you guys out.
Yeah, you're a champ, Dan Lumsden there, track manager at the Bull. The track has raced magnificently, and it's going to be perfect on day three as well. And Dave Eustace is part of the biggest training combination in the country at the moment. Joins us on the Breakfast Club on day three. Good morning, Dave.
Hi.
Now, Dave, are you okay, Dave?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I didn't stay down last night. So.
Oh, right.
Is that because you declared one on RSN yesterday as a moral and it didn't win?
No idea that one. Pretty good at that.
It can happen. It can happen. We're not going to hold that against you ever. We love the fact you keep coming back and looking after us, so it's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you got plenty going around today. There's 1,000 runners.
We've got a big day, yeah.
So what we might do is just have a chat about perhaps maybe three of your better ones. Have you got sort of three you can locate for us to have a bit of a chat about? Because there's about 12, I think.
We're looking forward to the Cup. We think we've got three nice chances there. It's been very much a target for South Pacific and Heart of the Sun for a while, and Skyhorse worked well last week and has got to step up, but blinkers go on, and I think all three have got good chances, but Heart of the Sun to be our best.
Heart of the Sun to be your best there, 370.
And obviously in the big one, the annual, we've got Yenser and Bit of a Lad backing up. And
now, were you happy with Bit of a Lad's run the other day?
Oh, over the moon, yeah. Couldn't have been happier. It was a huge run, and we were absolutely delighted.
So it's 380 second favourite, 370 Yenser is the favourite. Yenser is the favourite. You're 380. With what you saw the other day, would you be as bullish as any time you've had Bit of a Lad?
Yeah, he seems to. I mean, he obviously his first run for a while, so to back up a couple of days later is a big ask, but he seems to have pulled up really well. He's nice and bright. And, couldn't be happier with him, so... You know, he's very tough horse. He's very brave, and we know he'll see the trip out. So we've got Shane Jackson out of retirement on board, which is which is pretty cool. So he was very keen to ride him.
So, Dave, what do you do with a horse between Tuesday and Thursday, particularly considering the grueling nature of it all? How do you get them to go again 2 days later?
Yeah, look, he had some fluids on Tuesday evening. When he got back, he had just a very light day yesterday. He had a trot and a canter on the treadmill. Obviously made sure that he was sound and bright and had up his food overnight, which he has the last 2 days, and spent the afternoon in the paddock yesterday. So obviously you don't do a whole lot. And you've just got to make sure that they're in good order.
Righto, so we've got two there. We've got Bit of a Lad, and we've got race 9, number 12, Heart of Passance. There's two of your best. Is there another sneaky one, Early Doors, that we might be able to just build a bank for?
Yeah, Under the Dunes is a very tough filly. This has been the target for her for some time. And she goes out the 1,200, which will be fine, and she'll handle the ground. So if there's a real good horse in the race, I think Matthew Williams quite likes his, but she wears a heart on her sleeve.
All right. Well, that's pretty good for us. That's pretty good information for us. We're going to have a good day. Not only a bit of early afternoon action, but the features as well, where you're going to highlight how awesome your stable is going at the moment, Dave. Good luck to you, mate, and the whole team. We appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time for all, but I really appreciate you being on the line this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Good stuff. Dave Eustace, part of the Mayor Eustace Training Combination, number one team in town by a margin at the moment, and they've given us three good ones. Race 2, number 9, Under the Dunes, is even money at the tab. Sorry, race 2, number 9. I said 3. Race 2, number 9, Under the Dunes, is even money, so take the $2 and run. This is interesting in the Grand Annual because they've got both favourites. Yensa is 370 and Bit of a Lad's 380, and he couldn't have been more impressed and more effusive in his praise of Bit of a Lad at 380, so we'll take that as well. And then the last one in the Warrnambool Cup, I've got three going around, but very, very keen to pinpoint the favourite, Heart of Puissance, at $3.70. So how do you want to play it, Whitey? I think they can win all three. Let's have $1 on all three and then $1 on Heart of Puissance. What about that?
I reckon you go win, place, place.
Well, which one?
No, in order. So Under the Dunes, the win.
Right.
Bit of a Lad, place. What was the one in the cup?
Heart of Puissance, the favourite.
Go place.
All right, we'll go win, place, place. Race 2, number 9, the win. In a race 7, number 2, the place. 9, 12, the place. I'm having a second dollar.
Okay.
Having a second dollar with Heart of Puissance straight out so we can cover our backside with a, yep, with a win there. So I'll see how we go.
So after the news.
Yes. No.
A great Hutton's
that can't
1981
be.
Footy book fact.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I'm not sure this is actually going
it's
to air.
Great facts of all time.
I need to get to Johnny Bowden. He needs to tell me the news real quick on The Breakfast Club.